It's time for One Man's Family now. And then it'll be time for the Quiz Kids. A full hour of entertainment. One Man's Family, then the Quiz Kids.
One Man's Family, brought to you by TABCIN, Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today we present Chapter 6, Book 74, entitled Paul's Letter to Teddy. It is midnight, and the Barber family home is dark, save for the light still burning in Paul's studio at the top of the house. He sits alone at his desk, stares at a blank sheet of paper for a long time, and then begins to write. It's a letter to his adopted daughter, Teddy, now a nurse in Germany.
San Francisco, Sunday, May the 7th, 1950. Dear Teddy, your letter came yesterday, and I wanted to answer it tonight. It's quite late, and I'm alone in my studio. Our studio. I wish you could look out the window with me. There's a misshapen moon hanging sort of drunkenly up in the sky, as though it's been punched about a bit. A gibbous moon, I think they call it. It's such a peaceful sort of night that I feel like talking to you. Maybe I'm just a little lonesome. Anyway, here is how it is with the barbers. I think I'll start off with Joan. Claudia and Nicky were going to have Joan's portrait painted, and they met an artist named Joseph Creighton, who apparently impressed Nicky in a most negative way, but who had quite the opposite effect upon Joan. In fact, she paid him a visit the other evening, unbeknownst to anybody. This has caused some concern on Nicky and Claudia's part, although Joan has assured them that she simply went to Creighton's studio to engage him to paint her, since her parents had refused to do it. I think I would be inclined to bring the fellow into the house and let Joan see him at home, rather than have her do what she did the other night. But then, I feel sure that Claudia and Nicky will work it out and come to the right decision. You see, they're intelligent and they love Joan, which is a pretty good thing.
Are you always
busy,
darling?
What'd you say, my dear?
I wondered if you were still awake.
Quiet, just lying here, staring into the darkness.
Poor Nicky.
Poor Nicky? How about poor Claudia? You haven't been asleep either, have you?
No. Oh, Nicky.
Reach your hand out.
There. Where is your hand? Oh, it's so reassuring to have you hold my hand. All the time I've been lying here, I've been thinking you seemed so far away over there in that other bed.
Claudia.
Yes?
Will you tell me something quite frankly?
I'll try. What is it?
Do you think I've been wrong in my attitude towards this Joseph Creighton and Joan?
No, I don't think you've been wrong. You're doing what you think is best.
I'm afraid Joan feels that I'm a tyrant. I suppose I was a bit rough on her after she visited Creighton.
I'm sure she told us the truth about what happened, though. She may be headstrong, but she's truthful.
Quite.
What are you thinking?
I was just wondering about myself. It's possible I haven't been as understanding as I might have been for a very good reason. I say a very good reason. Actually, I suppose I should say a very small reason. It just occurred to me.
Well, Nicky, I don't know what you mean.
Are you sure you don't?
Why, no. What?
You remember when Paul was here a few evenings ago?
Yes.
This is before Joan went to see Joseph Creighton.
Yes. The night we asked him what he thought we ought to do.
Exactly. And he said he believed it would be wiser to have Joan see this person here in our own home than have her do it clandestinely. Recall that?
Yes. But we didn't know she was going to do it.
Yes, well, the fact is, she did.
Well, surely you aren't blaming yourself because of that.
In a way, that's the point I'm getting at. I think I could have been a trifle resentful that you wanted Paul to come over and ask his advice, but you didn't trust me to make the decision alone.
But, Nicky, if you felt that way, why didn't you say so?
My dear, I wasn't aware that I did feel that way. I'm just looking back on it now. Then, when Paul's prediction came true, I'm wondering if I wasn't motivated in putting my foot down harder because I was annoyed at myself for not taking Paul's advice in the first place.
Oh, Nicky, darling, do you realize what a big person you are to be able to say such things?
Well, not at all. To the contrary, I'm quite small that I could let my judgment be twisted by pettiness. Do you suppose Paul realized all this? When we told him what Joan had done, he was most noncommittal.
Paul isn't the kind to say, I told you so.
Oh, I know that. I do have the feeling that he thought I was adding to my first mistake by taking the adamant stand I have toward Jones since she went to Creighton's studio. Claudia, I think I've been wrong. I think we should get in touch with that painter, invite him to the home, and ask him to do Joan's portrait.
All right, Nicky.
You little minx, you've thought that all along, haven't you?
Why, Nicky, don't you know that I think whatever you do is right?
What a wonderful wife to be married to such an obtuse, hard-headed...
Britisher. Oh, now let's stop worrying and go to sleep. You can tell Joan tomorrow and everything will be fine.
I have one more statement to make before we go to sleep.
Is something else bothering you?
No. This is a statement of fact. A pronouncement. I love you, Claudia, Barbara, Roberts, or Lacey.
And I love you, Nicholas Lacey, Esquire, Baronet, husband.
If you've spent a good part of this weekend outdoors and you feel that you're coming down with a cold as a result, remember our advice and take Tabsin quick. Tabsin, the new antihistaminic tablet for cold and hay fever symptoms, gives you more complete relief, does more in checking cold symptoms. You'll find Tabsin goes further than tablets which contain antihistamine alone. Yes, with Tabsin, you get triple action relief for your cold. First, the antihistamine in Tabsin checks the sneezes and sniffles, the irritation in the nose and throat. Second, Tabsin helps check the aches and pains of a cold and acts to reduce the fever. And third, Tabsin contains a special ingredient to combat that dull, drowsy feeling. You get all these benefits in one tablet when you take Tabsin. That's why Tabsin gives you more complete relief for cold symptoms. Do you have Tabsin on hand right now? It's wise to have it handy just in case a spring cold strikes in your family. Then, at the very first sign of a cold, take Tabsin quick. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. 2 weeks from today, friends, the Miles Laboratories will introduce another new product which we know you'll want to hear about. We hope you'll be listening when we announce the latest discovery of our sponsors, the Miles Laboratories. Paul still sits at his desk and continues with his long letter to Teddy, telling her how it is with the barbers.
And I wonder if you realize, Teddy, that Margaret will be in high school this fall. Isn't that amazing? I'm sure that if you were to meet her on the streets of Nuremberg, you wouldn't recognize her. She's grown so tall. A boy bought her a soda after school the other day. Her first conquest. Do you remember your first date? I do. I've forgotten the boy's name, but I'll never forget the mingled feelings of pride and sadness I had as you kissed me goodnight and said, "Don't worry about me, Paul. I'll be home early." There I go, reminiscing again. I was telling you about Margaret. She still pays regular visits over here to see her grandfather. In fact, she was with him down in his garden this afternoon. And I'm sure that Margaret had some highly important things.
Hi, Grandfather. What are you doing? Just resting?
Huh? Margaret, well, come and sit down.
Are you resting, Grandfather?
No. I was just sitting here admiring my own handiwork.
It's an awfully pretty garden.
You know what I was thinking? I'll tell you a secret. I was thinking there isn't a prettier garden in all of San Francisco. I think a man who puts in as many hours of painstaking work as I do has a perfect right to sit on his garden bench and say to himself, I'm a whiz-bang of a gardener. Don't you think so?
Oh, sure. But Mom says pride goeth before a fall.
Oh, she does she? And when did she say that?
Well, she was talking about me.
Oh.
I wrote a theme for literature, and it was so good I just kept reading it over and over after I got an A on it.
You got an A?
Oh, sure.
I didn't hear about that. Why, that's fine, Margaret. You had a right to be proud.
Yeah, but I got a C- on the next one.
Oh, indeed, C-. Yeah? What went wrong?
Spelling.
Oh, spelling.
Yeah, contagious and occasional and alert. I spelled them wrong.
Spelling.
Yeah, left out two commas and a period. And she couldn't read my handwriting down towards the end.
Oh, careless, eh?
Oh, I wrote it pretty fast.
That's different.
I guess so.
Yes. Well, you deserve what you got, young lady.
That's what Dan says, too.
But I haven't done my gardening fast, you see. Oh, hours of patient work and care. And so I shall sit right here and frankly admire it, with no fear that my pride will bring a fall. A man gets what he earns. You'll find that out. And it's only proper for him to take a decent pride in his own honest achievements. So when you get your diploma... How soon is that?
6 weeks.
Yeah, then when you get your diploma and graduate from 8th grade, you'll have... 6 weeks?
Sure, that's all, just 6 weeks.
George, out of grammar school in 6 more weeks. Where did these years go? A high school girl. Margaret. Oh, no.
For sure, Grandfather, I'll be a freshman.
Yes.
What's the matter?
Oh, you mightn't understand, my dear. The years, just telescope. Yes, high school. There's a whole new world opening up for you, Margaret. Now, there's Latin, fascinating study.
I guess so.
Beautiful, stately, classic, root language, Margaret. Be sure to take all the Latin you can get, my dear. And then, let me see. I suppose you'll take some other language in addition, like French or Spanish.
I don't know.
I'd take Spanish if I were you. Living here in California, you know, we have a splendid Spanish tradition. And then there's algebra. Oh, that's an engrossing study. And that will lead to geometry and trigonometry and calculus and the higher physics.
I'm not too hot at arithmetic.
And then history. Oh, you learn proud things about the United States, our own land, and the great men who gave us our freedom. An all-absorbing study. Oh, you should look forward to high school, my dear. You should be very excited about it.
Oh, I am, Grandfather. I want to be a pep cat.
And then there's chemistry. What did you say?
Sure, Grandfather. A pep cat.
A pep cat?
Uh-huh. I would never ask for another thing in the world if I could just get to be a pep cat.
Pep cat? What in heaven's name is a pep cat?
Oh, it's a wonderful honor, Grandfather. Only the very cutest girls are elected. You have to have cute legs and cute ankles and a cute figure and good physical endurance and school patriotism.
Hey, what for? What do they do?
Well, they march with a band, 100 of them. They wear white ballet skirts and green sweaters, and they shake pom-poms in time to the music.
They do what?
They shake pom-poms, all in unison under the light.
Where?
At the night football game. It's so beautiful, you almost cry. 100 girls marching, all in step, shaking pom-poms.
You mean in the fall, in that weather, in clothes like that?
Well, sure. But you keep warm doing leaps during the cheering. You jump around for maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Pep cat. And that's what you want from high school. What about your studies, Margaret? What about Latin and chemistry and algebra and those things? What about that?
Oh, you have to get a B before you can even get nominated. So I'm going to study like crazy as soon as I get into high school.
Is there any objection to a pep cat getting an A?
Oh, no, that makes it even better.
Oh, then let me tell you something about Latin, for instance, Margaret. Let me tell you the thrilling story of ancient Rome and the sea.
Well, you can see that Margaret is indeed growing up. As for her twin brothers, they'll be going to college this fall. College, Teddy. Think of it. Hank is all set to study medicine at California, over in Berkeley. He's a fine, steady lad, and may even get a scholarship. Pinky, Joan calls him Big Shot. Pinky has his eye on Stanford, but his grades are not quite commensurate with his grandiose ideas. He may have some difficulty getting in. But Hazel and Dan are hoping that he'll come around. Lately, he seems to be somewhat subdued, but Hazel and Dan know how.
Hazel, listen to this.
Yes, Dan?
A tourist motoring through New Mexico came upon an Indian family on a desert road. The Indian astride a black and white pinto was riding a few yards ahead of his wife, who was on foot. The Indian himself was unencumbered. But the squaw carried a mattress, kitchen utensils, 2 blanket rolls, and a baby. The tourist stopped his car and said to the man, "Why don't you let your wife ride?" The Indian stared at him in astonishment, then looked around at his wife and said, "But she got no pony." You know, somehow, Hazel, it makes me think of you coming in from the car with the groceries.
Oh, no. No, it's never that bad.
Hey, the dictionary down there? The big one?
What is it, Hank?
Hey, he wants the dictionary.
Oh.
Hank?
Yes, Dan?
It's down here.
I'll get it. Be right down.
She got no pony.
I read that before somewhere. Yeah, it always strikes me funny.
Mm. Oh, boy, did I pick out a theme this time.
What's it about, Hank?
Socialism in England. A couple of words I don't even know how to begin to spell. Where's the dictionary? Oh.
Is your brother studying, too?
Pink? Oh, sure.
And Margaret?
Yep. Everybody's studying, Mom. Oh, I'll take this out up with me. Boy, the stuff I don't know would fill about a million books this size.
Well, old boy, you're one step further toward wisdom since you found that, huh?
Gosh, I put in 4 hours on this thing already.
What's Pinky working on?
Oh, he's writing a business letter in Spanish.
That was a good job Pinky did in the garage this afternoon, Hank. Did you notice it?
What's this, Dad?
Pinky cleaned the garage.
He did?
Well, didn't you see it? Sure. Yeah, I told him this morning, and then when I came home, there it was, bright as a clean new dime. Well, I even hung up the tools.
Why, Dan, I... Oh, Hank, I thought you'd gone.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I gotta get back to my theme.
What's the matter?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
He's just astonished, that's all. No, I wasn't so. Usually, Pinky doesn't go into action until he's had the third deep prod.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll go get my theme written.
What's the matter, Hank?
Oh, nothing, Mom. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Pinky's showing real signs of maturing. Yeah, he did a good job out there today. Good, thorough job. Yeah, he even washed the window.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He actually must have put some time in on it. It's as neat as a whistle.
Well, that's almost too good to be true. Did you thank him?
Oh, naturally. You know, I liked his attitude, too. I said, Pink, that was a swell job. And he just shrugged and said, that's all right, Dan. Very manly attitude, first rate.
That really is a change for the better.
Oh, they all come out of it, Hazel. You just worry too much.
Don't worry about Hank and Margaret.
Yeah. Well, apparently Pinky's just a little slower to pull himself together.
Hey, I can't even find this word in the dictionary.
What word's that, Hank?
Q.
Q?
Yeah, this dictionary isn't worth a darn. We need a new one.
Here, let me have it a minute. Now, what kind of a Q do you want? Billiard Q or stage Q or what?
Oh, no, you know, people standing in line to buy stuff, that kind.
Oh, Q, yeah. Yeah, well, here, we'll find it. That's the same word for pigtail, isn't it?
I don't mean that, Dad. I mean people lining up to buy meat.
Yeah, I know. It's the same word. Yeah, yeah.
You find it?
Yeah, it's one of those words that doesn't even look right in the dictionary. Hey, you got a pencil, Hank?
Yeah.
Q-U-E-U-E.
Really?
Yeah, Q-U-E-U-E.
Got it. It sure looks funny, though. Thanks, Dan.
The dictionary wasn't so wrong after all, was it, Hank?
Nope, I guess it's right oftener than I am.
Hank, before you go...
Yeah, Mom?
Were you out in the garage this afternoon?
Huh?
I thought so.
Hmm? What's this?
Just a moment. Hank, did you help Pinky clean the garage?
Help her? Well,
I see. You cleaned it.
What?
Well, I was trying to think out this theme, and I didn't have anything else to do, so I just washed the garage out.
I wondered when Pinky'd done it. He was playing catch out on the street every time I looked out the window.
Well, Hank, thanks very much.
Oh, that's all right. I just didn't have anything particular to do but think.
Thank you, Hank.
Yes, thanks a lot.
That's okay.
I thought he had an odd look on his face. And Pinky let you thank him, Dan. That's just plain dishonest.
I'm afraid so.
Just plain dishonest.
Yeah. All right. I'll go up and see about this.
Just tell that young man he's grounded, that's all. He's to stay home and study for the next 3 weekends.
3?
And you thought he had a modest, manly attitude. He was hag-ridden with guilt, that's all.
Yes, I'll go right up. I don't think I was exactly perfect when I was a kid. You know, that's the thing that bothers me when I have... Yeah. Okay, Hazel, I'll go up and try to straighten him out.
He's been straightened so often you'd think he'd stay that way a little.
As I say, Pinky gives him a pretty bad time of it occasionally, but Dan manages to get him into line without being a heavy father. You asked about the 6 beautiful daughters across the hedge at Jack and Betty's house. I don't need to tell you, it gets a bit noisy over there at times, what with the triplets now jabbering away in their own marvelous jargon, and the 3 older girls trying to be heard over the general din. But it's a joyous household withal, and Nicolette is, of course, there, helping Betty and loving it. Nicolette and I go to a movie now and then, or to dinner. The other night I took her out, and Jack and Betty had a date the same night, so Cliff went over to babysit. Good old Cliff. He continues on his carefree, purposeless way, but nobody ever had more charm or more lovable qualities. Jack is making great strides in his legal career, and in the past year has matured amazingly. Oh, the night I was telling you about when Cliff went over to babysit, Jack and Betty were going to some sort of banquet. And without Nicolette there to help out, it was quite a little chore for Betty to get ready to go out.
Come over, Clint.
Oh, forget it. I'm getting so I like this babysitting.
Well, you see, Paul had asked Nicolette out to dinner, and we had this banquet we'd forgotten about.
Will you stop worrying and relax? I wasn't doing anything. I can do that here just as well as over home.
Okay. You had your dinner?
Yeah. Where's Betty?
Oh, upstairs dressing.
Hey, Betty, hurry up!
Kids on bed?
Oh, sure. I don't think they'll give you any trouble.
No, you have a good time, and don't worry about me and the kids. What is this shindig you're going to?
Stanford Law School Association banquet. Just a get-together for the Stanford lawyers and their wives around the Bay Area.
Hey, Betty!
We're going to be late, as usual.
They never sit down at those things till 9 or so.
Yeah, I know.
Jack!
Yes, Betty?
You see my sewing basket? Hi, Cliff!
Hiya, Betty. Betty, aren't you dressed yet?
I simply can't find my sewing basket anywhere. Excuse the dressing gown, Cliff.
Excuse it. You look cute.
Hey, Betty, we're late now.
I can't help it, Jack. I can't find my sewing basket.
Hey, God, you're not going to start sewing now, are you?
The strap on my slip is broken.
Can't you pin it?
And have it show? You want me to look nice, don't you?
Oh, brother.
My hair's all done and it'll only take a minute. If I could only find a needle and thread.
Well, now, let's look for it. Now, where would I go if I was a sewing basket?
Oh, that's a big help.
Hey, wait, I think Sharon Ann was sewing a doll quilt. Did you look in her room?
That child's always getting into my sewing things. That's probably where it is.
Now, hurry now, will you, Betty?
She got it two shapes.
We've never gone out in our lives if Betty didn't have to sew something at the last minute.
Well, let's sit down. We might as well relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess so. The speeches will be started by the time we get there.
Too bad they don't come first. Speeches are something I can do without.
Oh, these are very informal. They just call on different ones to make a few remarks.
They're going
to
call on you?
Might. Never know.
Got a good story up your sleeve?
Oh, this isn't a stag party. These are dignified lawyers and their wives. And or sweethearts.
Oh, get that in, that and or business. Yeah, it's all good stuff. And or plus a whereas or two.
No kidding, Cliff. I got a good idea if they do ask me to say something.
Yeah?
To me, this is a very hopeful thing about the law. There was a recent decision came out, and the court's ruling was based on the United Nations Charter. You realize what a great thing that is?
How do you mean?
Well, it means the courts are taking an international viewpoint, not confining themselves to what they think might be good for a particular state or district. That's a way to an intelligent solving of world problems, to set aside our own narrow interests for the benefit of all the people. That's progress.
You know something, Sonny? You've got a lot more on the ball than most people give you credit for.
Oh, well,
I'm ready, Jack.
Oh, did Betty say she was ready? I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's what the girl said. I'm ready. I heard her.
Hurry up and get your coat on, Jack. Time for us to go.
Well, listen, who's talking about hurrying, will you? Well, come on.
Oh, just a second. Where's my other glove? Oh, dear, I thought I had them both when I started downstairs.
Brother, a lost glove routine.
What, Jack?
Oh, nothing, honey. You want me to go up and look for it?
Oh, here it is, right here in my purse. I knew I had it someplace.
Well, so long, Cliff.
So long.
Thanks a lot. Come on, Betty.
Just a second, Jack. I want to tell Clifford about Mary Lou's Blanken.
Oh, he's heard that story.
This isn't a story, Jack. This is in case she cries out, Clifford, see?
Oh, and if she does, I give her 40 whacks, is that it?
No, she has to have her blanket, or she'll never...
Translated, Blanken is blanket, in case you didn't know.
Yes, she always calls it Blanken.
Betty, it's...
I have to tell Cliff this. Sometimes in her sleep, the Blanken falls on the floor. And if she wakes up and cries, all you have to do is go up and give it to her. And she'll go right back to sleep.
Okay, honey.
Betty...
Well, just one thing more. The triplets all take a doll to bed.
Yeah?
Well, the thing is, if Connie cries out, it usually means she's rolled over onto a doll, which has a hard head.
The doll, not Connie.
Huh? Oh, yes. Well, if you'll just turn her over and pull a doll out from under her, she'll go right back to sleep.
Good, good. I'll make a note of that.
Yes, that's ready. Everything. You ready, Jack?
Oh, there's plenty of time. We're only about an hour late. We're a cinch to be there in time to tell everybody goodnight.
And so that's how it is with the barbers, Teddy. I've made this a long letter to make up in some measure for being so neglectful about writing. I'm so glad you met Christine and liked her. You didn't mention her brother, Rexford Frome. Isn't he there with Christine? If he isn't, I wish you would try to find out where he's gone. We all of us think of you often, and the whole family sends you love. Good night, Teddy, darling.
Nicolette to the movies. He crosses the hedge to call for her at Jack Barber home, and he finds the door open.
As one barber always says to another barber, hi.
Oh, come in, Paul.
Hi, fella.
come in. Sit down. Nicolette said to tell you she'd be ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it took us longer than usual to get the 6 heiresses to bed tonight.
Well, what am I interrupting? A wild game of anagrams?
Sort of. It's Sharon Ann's spelling game.
She's a little young for it, so her gifted parents take over. See, Paul, you get 6 cards with letters of the alphabet on them.
And you build words out of them.
And did you ever see such bad luck? The letters I drew. How am I going to make words out of X, K, Z, T, A, J?
Well, I guess you're going to have to settle for K-A-T, cat.
I was luckier. I drew B-A-N-C-I-T. Now, let's see. I can make B-A-T, bat. C-A-N-T, can't. T-I-N, tin.
And B-A-I-T, and... Hey, you got a 6-letter word there, Jack. See? T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson.
How about that?
Not fair. Tabson's a proper noun.
Well, you don't want improper ones, do you?
Says in the rules it has to be a word in the dictionary.
Well, Tabson's new. I haven't had time to get in the dictionary yet. We'll leave it to you, Paul. Is Tabson okay or isn't it?
Well, it most certainly is okay, or it wouldn't be in the medicine chest of the Barber family. Tabson is not only okay, but to quote our esteemed mother, it's the most wonderful thing we've ever found for symptoms of colds and hay fever.
There, you see, Betty?
No, the way you men stick together.
Well, just in case you're not as familiar with Tabson as the Barbers are, Tabson is the new and improved antihistaminic tablet for cold and hay fever symptoms. Tabson is designed to go further in checking cold symptoms. It is a combination of several dependable ingredients to give you fast relief. Tabson gives you an effective antihistamine to check the sneezes and sniffles. In addition, Tabson acts to relieve the aches and pains of a cold and reduce the fever. And there's a special ingredient to counteract that drowsiness. Tabson is easier to take, easier to swallow, because it is a smooth-coated tablet. Get Tabson today, and remember, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabson quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabson. The bright red tablet in the bright red package at all drugstores. Remember, 2 weeks from today, we'll tell you about another marvelous new product made by the Miles Laboratories. Be sure to listen. You've just heard Chapter 6, Book 74 of One Man's Family. Written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 7, entitled Joan Talks Things Over, will come to you next week at this same time. And now the family invites you to stay tuned for the Quiz Kids, who follow immediately over most of these stations. One Man's Family comes to you from California.
In just 30 minutes, hear authentic stories of OSS on NBC.